Hare Krishna. Day two of Coimbatore. And today I thought I'd just give a little rundown of what it is I'm here for and the particular treatments are taking place. Last night, all of the ISKCON devotees, myself, Niranjan Maharaj, and everyone else, went to see Dr. Ravendra, the chief physician who sort of reviewed the prescriptions and treatment proposed by the sort of ward physicians, and made some changes, took our blood pressure. Very nice man, Vaishnava, very pleasant, also very competent, certainly gives that impression, as much as I know about anatomy or Ayurveda. And I'll be starting to get my treatment, massage treatment. Yesterday was sort of special because it wasn't a scheduled day, but my massage at 10:30 in the morning, and then what other treatments, whether for tinnitus and swelling of legs due to weakness, kidney problems, that will be determined today, but those take place in the afternoon. The conditions or treatment are, one is nasal inflammation, which still happens when I get a cold, and sinus inflammation, I mean, for which I had an operation earlier. The last cold that I had in Tirupati, thank goodness I didn't get that inflammation. That was good, because the only way I can get rid of it is by taking antibiotics. And tinnitus, well, we'll keep trying. It didn't work in the long run, although there was a day or two last year when I was here when it did work, and it stopped completely. So why not give that a try? As far as prostate things, the doctor was of the opinion that everything is more or less okay over there, and of course I'm not having any real complaints or problems about that. And kidneys, well, that's weak, but they're dealing with that. That's one weak aspect. And probably the most recent, the most recent development, very recent, and relatively rapid development, is what the doctor called incipient myelopathy. And you're right, I'm reading it, because I'm not a anatomical or medical expert, and you can Google it if you want and see what it means, myelopathy. The symptoms were that very recently, not more than 3 months ago, I experienced a tingling sensation in my right arm, and that started to spread to my left arm, and now it's in my face and also in my feet. And so we went to we had the good fortune of getting a meter appointment with a head neurologist of hospital in Budapest, and he He had an MRI done as well as a CT scan. Basically, the result is that and he did a very thorough check on top of the CT and MRI, and his diagnosis was that, and I was able to see it on the MRI as well, but a mystical thing, was that there's degenerative spinal discs and pads on the neck, two of them, and they're pressing on the spinal cord through which all the nerves in the body are running, and the spinal fluid around the spinal cord is getting sort of displaced. Well, it causes a sort of a short circuiting, and it's like that. It's almost like a electrical current running through your body all the time. It's unpleasant, but not painful as yet. And here also, the house doctor analyzed it as being a degenerative condition. In other words, it just gets worse. And in Hungary, of course, the doctor had me go to a therapist who taught me exercises to strengthen the muscles to sort of offset that influence. And that I haven't yet had time to do. It's 20 minutes. I need to first learn them. Once I learn them, then it's all right. But learning them will take time. And needless to say, in the Tirupati GBC meetings, I didn't have spare time for that type of thing. But I should be able to do that here, although everything else that's going on is almost, I could say, a full-time job, just trying to follow the treatment and treatment schedules. My morning massage is at 10:30, which is coming up in 20 minutes. And then in the afternoon we'll have some cure for the tinnitus, maybe for the nasal. Both all these things are sort of oil things. And we're taking, of course, the medication. Medication, diet, massage, these are the main treatments. And here it's Diwali, and if you can hear, it's like living in a war zone. In fact, it was like that all night long and first thing in the morning. And now another doctor came in, and I just deflected her to talk to Radharaja while finish here with Radha Damodar. And that's sort of the report. I don't have too much more to say health-wise. I've got a lot to say on other Krishna conscious topics, but let's leave that for tomorrow. Hare Krishna.